Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Paul Kurtz, and here's what's happening. Tens of thousands of people ran and walked throughout the country today as part of the 27th annual Gift of Life Donor Dash. Philly's event was held at the Navy Yard, and KYW's Justin Udo was there.
Life was pretty tough for John Branton before he received his liver transplant back in 2007.
I was retaining about 75 pounds of fluid. My brain was foggy. I sometimes didn't know what year it was or who the president was. My speech was slurred and slow.
The same thing is true for Keith Chalmers, who is a double lung recipient.
I couldn't live in society any longer.
Both men have now gone on to live happy, active lives. And each year, they volunteer at the Gift of Life's Donor Dash.
I don't know who my donor was or who my donor family is. And so this gives me the opportunity to meet with other donor family members.
I just love it. You know, I wouldn't have it no other way. You know, rain, shine, sleet, or whatever, I'll be here.
The Donor Dash has an estimated 15,000 participants, with donations already totaling more than $620,000. It's expected to be a record year. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Learning loss from the pandemic affected children all over the world, with greater impacts felt in low-income neighborhoods. And now comes word that a nonprofit in Camden says students there are making significant progress. We get more from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
State standardized test scores in English and math in Camden are on the rise for the first time in a couple of years, according to Gianna Campbell, executive director at the nonprofit Camden Education Fund. She points to a few things schools are doing well.
Really making sure that we're focusing on the students that are the furthest behind and being very targeted and very thoughtful in the type of instruction that they need to get caught up.
Campbell says there still and always will be hard work ahead, which is why she says one of the most important initiatives moving forward is to ensure Camden can hire and retain the very best teachers.
We know that the number one indicator for student success is a great teacher.
She adds they would also like to see more programs and support offered to students outside of the classroom. Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Here in Philly, the school district is honoring the life of former Superintendent Constance Clayton by naming its headquarters after her. We get that story from KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo.
School headquarters had simply been known by its address, 440 North Broad, or 440 for short. Now the school board has voted to name the building the Constance E. Clayton Education Center in honor of the trailblazing superintendent who served from 1982 to 93 and died in September. A parade of Dr. Clayton's associates testified in favor of the change at Thursday's school board meeting. Philadelphia Federation of Teachers President Jerry Jordan pointed out that Clayton's letterhead had the signature, "Every school is a good school."
That phrase, coupled with how she often ended her speeches saying, "Always remember the children come first," truly encapsulates what Dr. Clayton stood for.
The district plans an official naming ceremony in the future. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The City of Philadelphia is looking for first-time home buyers, and KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams tells us why.
The city's Turn the Key program makes the dream of home ownership a reality for everyday working-class citizens.
They're hustling. They're working full-time job, part-time job, and, you know, they're paying rent and not seeing any wealth creation. And here we have this opportunity for them to move into a home.
That's Angel Rodriguez, Executive Director of the Philadelphia Land Bank. Turn the Key puts vacant publicly owned land back into productive use while increasing the limited supply of affordable homes available for purchase in the city. For example, for a home that costs $280,000, qualifying applicants can get as much as $95,000 in assistance, with an average monthly payment of about $1,353.
This is a great program. You're getting the $1,353 monthly. You're getting 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It's your home. Plus, you're saving so much money. That really changes a family's life.
TTK Homes will be on sale this summer in Brewerytown, Carroll Park, Shoreswood, East Kensington, and Grace Ferry. The open house is on May 8th in the SEPTA building on Market Street, but registration is required. Go to phdcphilla.org. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Paul Kurtz. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.